All right, we are officially recording. It's September 22nd. It's a lovely Sunday here in Tampa, Florida, and I am super psyched and super pumped to be here with you all. And just thank you so much. Reverend Regina Dawn Akers put a pretty powerful call out the other night on her program, and something stirred within me, and I prayed on it and asked guidance if I was to speak, almost like an emergency, like we didn't have anyone. There was going to be like no minister. So after that call, of course, I prayed, and just this kind of like download happened. And earlier that day, I had done my program, which is called the Deep Embrace. So it was all just this amazing experience of feeling Holy Spirit come through and answer the prayer with the inspiration that came through. The inspiration that came through was the sign and the signal that I knew. I was like, okay, time to step up. Yay. Everybody, I'm getting thumbs up from the crowd here. Sean, I can now, just so you know, there's a good amount of people in the room, 24, so that's pretty good turnout. But I can't see everyone at once, so if somehow I miss something, you know, please forgive me in advance. All right, so that's the official introduction, and hey, y'all, howdy. And welcome. All right. So what in the spirit of welcoming, I want to invite everyone here now that's in the sanctuary. You know, this is our virtual church. So just like in a real church where we, you know, kind of extend our virtual hand over the pew, I'm going to play our theme song, which is We Are Awakening. And everyone's going to hopefully greet each other, say hello, and all that good stuff. So let me share the song.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic. Awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence. Flowing effervescence, rising in love.
All right, so I saw some beautiful things being said on the chat window. And I do have to give a shout out to Jay, Reverend Jay McCormick. It's Jay Day. I love that. It's Jay's birthday. So happy, happy birthday to you, Jay. And now everyone will know because this is being recorded. All right. So, yes, it is Jay Day. All right. So I chose value number 3 as part of the statement of purpose. We accept one true self, which is one presence or being, non-dual, without beginning or end, and absolutely changeless. We live this value by practicing. Here's the key part. This is why I chose it. We live this value by practicing letting go of the belief in the individual self as who we are. I mean, that is amazing. Can I just say it? I love our core purposes and our values. It's just amazing. That's so neat. It's a teaching in and of itself. All right. So now for some announcements. I have 5 announcements to share with you, and they're super important. So hang in there with me. Okay. So here we go. Have you filled out this survey about retreats you'd like to see at the Retreat House in 2020? Each year, Regina and Jacqueline are required to submit a budget for the following year for approval to the board of directors. Before they can create that budget, they need to do some planning. That's why they are asking you for your input regarding next year's retreats. We would like to hear from everyone regarding the retreats that are most interesting to you. You can select from the retreats listed in the survey, and you can type in any retreat topic that we didn't list, which is of interest to you. The deadline for filling out the survey is tomorrow, September 23rd. If you haven't filled out the survey yet, you can access the survey link at awakening-together.org. Look under the To Read menu for AT News. And once you're on the AT News page, scroll down until you see the message titled, "We Want Your Opinion." You'll find the link to the survey in that message. All right. Announcement number 2. The Awakening Together Fall Retreat begins in 4 weeks from today. If you're registered, you will receive an email from Regina soon with more information about the retreat. If you haven't already paid in full, she will request final payment. Final payment is due by October 4th. If you aren't registered for the fall retreat yet, consider registering soon. There are 4 options to choose from. 1, you can register for the 7-day self-awareness retreat. 2, you can register for just the first 5 days of the self-awareness retreat. Choice number 3, you can register for the 5-day satsang and sangha retreat. Or number 4, you can register for both the 7-day self-awareness retreat and the 5-day satsang and sangha retreat. If you decide to register for both retreats, you will receive a 20% discount on satsang and sangha retreat. If you haven't been to the Retreat House yet, this is an excellent opportunity to go. It's an opportunity to see the Retreat House, associate with other Awakening Together members, and it's an opportunity to attend a spectacular event or retreat, which just may result in a spiritual shift for you. For full details, go to awakening-together.org, look under retreats and classes for AT Fall Retreat. Okay, announcement number 3. Have you checked out Jacqueline's newest program, Something Genuine? This new sanctuary program highlights a different TED Talk each week, followed by interactive discussion. So far, Jacqueline has highlighted Jill Bolte Taylor's TED Talk, My Stroke of Insight, in a Mishy Joss TED Talk called How to Tame Your Wondering Mind. Join Jacqueline tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 3 p.m. Pacific, to find out what tonight's TED Talk will be and join in on the discussion. If you can't make it at that time, the program is being recorded so you can listen later. Yay. So, announcement number 4, also join us tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, for this month's movie discussion group. Tonight, Jay, on his birthday, and Regina Don Akers will lead a discussion based on the movie called Next, starring Nicolas Cage. There's no play sheet for tonight's discussion. Simply watch the movie, see what you see in it, and then show up for the discussion, which will include a teaching from Regina. She'll share how this movie assisted her as she struggled to overcome ego conditioning and live from the heart instead. Wow, that sounds like it's going to be awesome. Again, movie discussion group is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. So hopefully you can join us live and participate live here in the sanctuary. All right, so the fifth and last announcement is calling all volunteers. And awesomely, we already had 2 step up. We've had Kathy Smith already and Susan Bacon step up. So woohoo, Susan, and woohoo, Kathy, for being so just like in it. You know, like, I'm ready. I'm willing to help. So this upcoming Awakening Together Fall Retreat is fast approaching, like I said earlier, 4 weeks away. What this means is that a lot of our regular speakers will be attending the retreat and will not be able to speak at their normal times. So we'll need additional volunteers to fill in for any of the time slots between 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Well, actually now, because of Kathy Smith and Susan Bacon, that will be officially 2:30 p.m. Eastern time to 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then we will also need 5:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, October 23rd, and just that little extra half hour on October 30th, because Jay, birthday Jay, is going to be at the retreat for the second part. So if you are feeling the call to help out and volunteer and you'd like to speak in the sanctuary, you can email me and I'll type that into the chat box window. You're going to want to email me, so I can put you on the calendar. And in advance, I say thank you. And I already, you know, I'm just amazed that you put the word out and people are already like, here I am, showing up. All right, so that's it for the announcements. I appreciate your patience with me as we just discuss all these important news here at Awakening Together. All right, so I have an opening song. Let me get it queued up. This is going to be the opening song for the gathering. So here we go.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been.
here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear. Like the fog is lifted, and at last I see the light.
And it's like the sky is new,
and it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything is different.
So that was a song called Tangled, and some of the lyrics really speak to what I'm going to be sharing today in my homily. But up first, I want to pray us in. All right, so if you want to pray with me, I would love for you to just join me in this heartfelt prayer. Dear Holy Spirit, inner wisdom, I ask that you guide this talk with wisdom and clarity. I ask that our hearts and our minds be willing and open to experience a miracle, a shift. Somehow the world has shifted. A shift in perception so that a deeper healing can result. I affirm our oneness and that in this endeavor to share what has come through via inspiration, that this will help to heal the one mind. Holy Spirit, I am also willing, my heart is so willing that you use me. May I be an instrument of your peace, your freedom, clarity, and all of our innocence together joined in holiness. Thank you in advance. Glory upon glory. Amen. On that note, I have asked Reverend George Maddox, who's in the room here with us, to read a very short clip, not clip, just a little excerpt, it just to drive home a point. And as you all know, if you do know Reverend George Maddox, it kind of is befitting, because when his insights and truths and wisdom come through, they're so short and sweet and just to the point. So, you know, we're just staying with that theme. All right, take it away, George. It's officially all yours.
Thank you, Don. Hello, everyone. You know, that's I had a rental house in Chicago, and my tenant was actually a former contractor, and said I did my own maintenance. And so, you know, I didn't do it to his standards, and he started calling me Good Enough George, because when you got rental property, it's good enough. You don't spend a lot of money. At least I don't. So I guess you could call me Bullet Point George, because that's what I'm comfortable with, is getting down to the essence of it. So Don, you know, the first time I heard Don speak in the sanctuary, I knew she was a natural. And just a reminder, Don, you're only speaking to yourself. So, all right, let's go to the reading here. I've got it. I'm going to have to switch off this screen. I'm not going to share the screen, but I will read here. This is an excerpt from Katie Bryan, A Mind at Home with Itself. And so Katie, this quote, or it's Byron Katie. I can never keep that straight, which one's her first name. But anyway, here's the quote. It's beautiful. It's what people imagine happy families look like. And there it is, just waiting for you to see this amazing, beautiful moment where you can just be there in that beauty, that intimacy. And thoughts like, I want him to do what he says, are the cause of war when we believe them. So, are you guilty? Or are you simply hypnotized? Are you simply believing your thoughts? And to the audience, is there anyone in this room who can stop believing what you're believing in the moment you're believing it? And she's speaking to a lady by the name of Kristen. It's against our true nature to be anything less than connected with people. The way you are in your daughter's bedroom with your husband when you don't believe your thoughts about him. You're awake to what is. Nothing terrible has ever happened. It's not happening now, and it never will. And this is for emphasis. I've come to understand that this is a friendly universe, and I invite all of you here to test it for yourselves. You can see the world as it really is when you stop believing your stressful thoughts. Then mind matches its true nature. Husbands are here to wake us up, and so is everyone and everything else in your life. And that's the end of our reading.
Thank you, George. Short and sweet. As you may have noticed, there was a part that I had him emphasize, and that's pretty much the whole inspiration behind today's talk. So, just a moment of silence here. So, in the quote, the part that I wanted to emphasize was, I've come to understand that this is a friendly universe, and I invite all of you here to test it for yourselves. So that was the line. Is the universe really friendly? And my topic, although it may not seem related at all, it's kind of funny how this all came together. But the topic that came via inspiration for today's gathering, I call healing self-doubt. And the self there, that S is capitalized. So healing self-doubt. Is the universe really friendly? And if so, does that mean I can finally trust that life will take care of me? Regina Dawn Akers teaches that the universe is benevolent. I've heard her say this quite a few times. So some of you may have heard her say that as well. So I've been studying Byron Katie and first got introduced to the work and that whole process of inquiry way back when in 2008. So if I'm doing my math correctly, that's 11 years ago. So a whole lot of different books from like 1,000 Names to Joy, watching YouTube videos, doing the work myself, all that. And I've heard Byron Katie say over and over and over again, almost like a broken record, that phrase, the universe is friendly. Well, as a few in the audience right now who are with me just the other night on my Wednesday program called The Deep Embrace. It's on weekly on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And now it will be on for an entire hour. I was reading from a beautiful book. I was reading from this book called A Mind at Home with Itself. It was co-written with Byron Katie and her husband, Stephen Mitchell. So as I'm reading, I have to laugh now, this is hilarious now. I was reading, and for the 100th time, Byron Katie says this very admonition that the universe is friendly. Yep. So as George and also Shauna could probably attest, they may have remembered me saying this. So as I was reading this particular phrase, the universe is friendly, I paused to confess to those in the sanctuary with me at the time. And boy, did it really feel like a confession. But I confess that even though I had heard her say this so many times, I really didn't believe it. I didn't. And I didn't feel the truth of it. But something peculiar happened. As soon as I made that confession, immediately I felt so to also admit that I'm willing. This is what Regina teaches about that willingness. And I think this was a key factor in all of the part of this. I was willing to admit that I'm open to seeing the truth of this, the state that I've heard a million gajillion times. Yet didn't believe. If this, what Byron Katie is saying, is really true, or at least points to the truth, then I don't want to be denying the truth of this any longer. I say all of this because I really do think this is where the healing began. There was a confession, an admission of where I was at, but also a real willingness to be open and possibly see things in a different light, in a different way. Get it? And now I see. It's the reason why I chose that song. So later on that night, during Regina Dawn Akers program, I Am That, she shared that a minister was needed for the Sunday gathering. She reminded both George Maddox and me that we're licensed ministers. Funny enough, I had forgotten all about this. Didn't know how, but I just had forgotten. I hadn't even remembered this until she reminded me. So then, question came. So later that night, during Regina's program, she shared, wait, I just read that. So then the question came, will Holy Spirit want to use me? and right after the last program of the evening, all of this inspiration just flooded in. And on the very block that I had just discussed earlier in my program, the deep embrace. So here's what I wrote down, starting with an inquiry. The inquiry was about the universe being friendly. So of course I began with four questions and a turnaround. That's what I did. So I'm kind of going to guide you through what it's like if you've never done the work. I'm going to give you a glimpse into that world, a glimpse into seeing what it's like and what miracle. What's a miracle? What's a miracle but a shift in perception, a shift in the way you see things. So that's what's so cool about the work is shift happens. Or at least you make yourself more prone to it. So that's what's pretty cool. If you don't know about Byron Katie and the work, it's an inquiry process with four questions and a turnaround. So the one I was playing with is the universe friendly? Is that true? I'm pausing because maybe you want to play with this too. Well, what I first came up with was this, and this is why I think I was stuck for so, so long. Well, looking at the world and the devastation I see, I would say no. And that's where it had been stuck for such a long time. And after a pause, I was like, well, wait a minute. This is where I've always been. This is why when she says that, I just can't believe it. So then I pause and ask myself, but what is this really asking me? And what I was feeling so, 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 so deep within myself was the pull. There was like a pull, like I knew, like somehow I just got it. Like how I was answering the question before was so, so superficial. So I could really feel the pull to look deeper. And I wrote, let's ponder this as a belief that we want to do inquiry on. So instead of just believing what she's saying, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, let's question this. Let's really question this. I'm not just going to accept what she's saying is true. I'm going to do inquiry on it. But there was like this little tweak first that had to happen in my mind. So here's what came, and I think this had to be pure inspiration. Here's what came for me to do, the little epiphany that came for me to look at the opposite first. So it's time to look at the belief. And the belief that I chose to look at then was that the universe is not friendly. What a little simple tweak. Simple little tweak. I wasn't getting anywhere with just believing her, hearing the words. They were just like, whatever. Or like I did earlier where I would do the work on, is the universe friendly? That wasn't getting me anywhere either. I had to literally flip this right around to the whole opposite and question that. I had to question the belief the universe is not friendly. So here we go. Now the real inquiry begins. Yeah, it was like even that I felt like, ooh, now we're going to get somewhere. So is that true that the universe is not friendly? And I wrote, at times, yes. And the second question, is it absolutely 100% true that the universe is unfriendly? And here's where something was starting to happen. And then I said, I honestly don't know. Perhaps there's something I'm just not seeing yet. By the way, here's where I really felt some kind of opening was starting to happen. That willingness to see things differently. So then I asked the next question, the third question as part of the work. How do I feel when I believe the thought that the universe isn't friendly? And here's where the nitty-gritty comes. And I wrote, I feel angry, mad, scared, confused, like the world is against me. I feel that I can't win. I feel like the world's too much of a struggle. And it's too much to handle on my own. And since I realize that I'm actually part of the universe, there was like another realization happening, even deeper. So if I'm thinking the universe isn't friendly, and I'm part of this universe, by default, that means I'm not friendly and that others aren't friendly. And oh my goodness, to believe this felt horrible. It even felt devastating. So what I'm seeing so clearly, like never before, is that this belief is why I'm seeing the world in the current condition it seems to be in. The world is appearing unfriendly because of the belief. In fact, this very belief. So I'm still with question three, but I want to dive a little deeper into it. So then I ask, and here's where it gets really personal, but this is what's powerful about the work, is you're just going in with what you feel inside. But also the question came, how do I treat others when I believe the thought that the universe is not friendly? Well, to be perfectly honest, I treat them like crap, like they don't matter. I'm being distant, stay away. I'm not as caring. And this insight really came ever so clear when I saw it was part of the universe. If it's unfriendly, I must be too. It's that whole projection thing, you know? So how do I treat myself when I believe the belief that this universe isn't friendly? Well, like poo, unkind. I'm unkind to myself. Well, let's be honest, not friendly at all. So then I decide to probe even deeper into this question, this particular question. So how do I feel when I treat myself like poo? So you see how it's like this domino effect when you believe the one thing and then it leads to another thing and another thing and another thing. It's really powerful from what I've seen with the work is how when you can make the connection between your behavior, how you treat yourself and others, and a belief and a thought you're thinking. That's the power of inquiry. So let me get back to what the question at hand was. How do I feel when I treat myself like poo? Well, that feels miserable. If I feel sad, I feel guilty, I feel mean, and then I hate myself for being mean. What I clearly see is that it is a vicious cycle. That's one of the ways it starts and then gets stuck, that whole vicious cycle. And then I wrote, I create misery and depression within myself. And this is an additional question you can ask when you're doing the work. And Byron Katie likes to say a lot of times that she doesn't let go of thoughts. they let go of her. And one of the ways you can feel like you're not necessarily letting go of the thought is like letting go of you, is by this powerful question here. Do I see a reason to drop this belief? Do I see a reason to drop this thought? It's like all of a sudden you give the mind permission, like, yeah, it's okay. Well, I have to believe my insane thoughts. Because the mind, whenever it's believing it somehow or another, whether it's garbage it's thinking or believing, it wants to prove it's right. So by this powerful question, do I see a reason to drop this belief? You're giving the mind permission. Well, wait a minute. You don't really have to believe that thought. So my question, my answer to that question was, yes, it's so painful. I can really see, like never before, especially with that last line that I wrote about how I create misery and depression within myself with believing this thought. Side note. Now I'm starting to feel a shift, a real desire to let this belief go, and it felt completely natural. So, in other words, I wasn't trying to force myself to let go of this thought. I wasn't trying to force myself to believe something or not believe something. It just felt like the next natural step, the next natural thing to do. It's like giving my mind permission to say, you know, you're not allowed to play that game anymore. Hold on, I need a drink of water. So then I go to the last question. So we're on question number 4. Who or what would I be without this thought, this belief that the universe isn't friendly? And here's where the real shift happens. Well, I would feel kinder. I would feel more lighthearted, a very palpable, if I can say that word, energy and aliveness is now flowing in my body, and I feel it. It's so obvious. I feel kinder to myself and others. So now I move to the turnaround. Yay, turnaround. Back to the beginning. So here's where the real shift happens. This is where the opportunity to see things differently really comes into play. Dun, 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 dun. So the turnaround is the universe is friendly. Remember that thing? The thing I had such a hard time hearing before? So now I'm right back there. I'm back. I've went all the way through. And now I'm getting to the turnaround. The universe is friendly. So with the work, when you do the turnaround, the protocol is that you're supposed to come up with at least 3 reasons why this belief could be true, or at least as true. I came up with a little more than 3, so that was cool. So here's what I came up with. Number 1, well, with this thought, the universe is friendly, I feel lit. I feel lit now with this. I can finally, for the first time, feel what it's like to actually feel the truth of these words, or at least what they're pointing to. Remember at the beginning of this talk how I shared that no matter how many times I had heard Byron Katie say this, or others like Regina Dawn Aker say the universe is benevolent, I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't. But now with this turnaround, I actually could feel it. I could feel the truth lighting me up. So number 2, by seeing all the devastation the previous former thought brings, I can clearly see that the previously believed thought is, and this is key right here, the thought is the cause of suffering. Believing that thought was causing me suffering. And because of that very reason, I have every reason to let it go. Number three, this feels kinder. This thought the universe is friendly feels kinder. My heart feels lighter. There's a felt state of freedom around this idea of the turnaround thought that the universe is friendly. Number four, I would not be unkind to myself. Yeah, totally. I don't feel like I need to be unkind to myself and be mean to myself or hateful to myself with thinking the thought or believing that the universe is friendly. Hello? Number five, when I am not mean to myself, there's more of an openness to trusting life, to trusting myself, capital S, self. That last one was key. That was the bridge to why I felt so inspired to call this this homily, this gathering today, you know, letting go of self-doubt. So with this, what I got to see clearly is that there is another way to get to the truth. Interestingly enough, for me, just believing what Byron Katie saying, and even Regina Dawn Akers was saying, was not enough. It wasn't enough. I had to go backwards to move forwards. I had to question the opposite of the thought first. Really take a look. Really take a look at and get a feel for why the thought was causing so much trouble in the first place. So here is how to look at it, or here's how, what I learned. I'm sharing what I learned. Turn the positive thought around. I know that sounds crazy. I know even when I'm saying it sounds crazy, but turn the positive thought around. Question that opposite thought. For example, for me, I had to question thoroughly the belief that the universe was not friendly. Once I worked it through and finally got to the turnaround, then and only then, and for the first time ever, was I able to then feel the truth of the words. That's powerful. I got to read that again. That was good stuff. That was like the epiphany for me. So once I worked it through and finally got to the turnaround, then and only then, for the first time ever, I was able to then feel the truth of those words. The very words that Byron Katie and Regina Dawn Akers and lots of other teachers have been sharing. So now I no longer feel like I used to when I hear those words. I'm not cringing anymore like the other day in the Deep Embrace program. And I'm reading and I'm like, yeah, right. There's no more of that. So the universe is friendly. See, I'm not cringing. I'm no longer arguing with this. I'm no longer denying this. I'm no longer making it seem like it's false. Doing my yeah, but. Now, actually, truth be told, when I hear these words, I feel lit. Again, what I have discovered is sometimes you have to go backwards before moving forwards. At least in this case, that's what I found for me. As this thought was healed, meaning now I can finally believe the universe is friendly, I explored, this is key, I explored how that might heal self-doubt. Well, self-doubt is not trusting in support from within. The other day we had an awesome lesson, and this line spoke to me so beautifully. Oh, I'm in Gentle Healing Year One with Reverend Jacqueline Ecker and her sister Connie Poole that lead us in that. And the part of the meat inside the lesson was, the light within you is sufficient. Well, if you're so busy doubting yourself, your capital S, your true self, that is a block. That is a block to the awareness of love's presence, and also a block to the light within that is sufficient. Without trusting this inner light, you are denying the truth that you are. You are actually denying the universe as well. You're saying that God is not enough. When you heal the self-hatred and that self-doubt by discovering that the universe is friendly, you can see that life is for you and not against you. Do you see? Do you see how when you think the universe is friendly, you're like, all of a sudden, and there's no like, yeah, but you can really feel the truth of it, like how I felt when I got finally to the turnaround, and I felt lit from within. Well, that lit from within is the light within. That feeling lit is the effervescence, the presence, the awareness, the life, the light within. And immediately, that is the sufficiency. The light within you is sufficient. So you see that life is for you and not against you. See, with believing the universe isn't friendly, you really do. You really do feel that life is against you. Let me tell you, ever want to feel down and depressed and hopeless and helpless and not feeling the love and light that you are? Well, go ahead. Think that thought. Because I promise you, you will cause misery to yourself and maybe even others. But I hope this talk is in maybe in an invitation to look at the thoughts and see it differently. So when you heal this self-hatred and self-doubt by discovering that the universe is friendly, you can see that life is for you and not against you. This affords you the ability to trust life. And since you're a part of life, in fact, you are life, you now can trust you. The antidote to doubt is trust. I love to say, doubt is out and trust is a must. Again, the antidote to doubt is trust. When you are clearly seeing who and what you are without bliss blocking beliefs, like the one of thinking the universe is unfriendly, all of a sudden now this whole new dimension opens up within you. All this energy that you had been using to block your own life force now can be used to fill and experience inspiration, aliveness, and joy. And who wouldn't want to trust that? When you heal the self-hatred and the self-doubt, you finally discover that the universe is friendly. That frees you from all the fear that you had been previously being weighed down by. Without all that fear, where's the fuel for the self-doubt? That's what's fueling the self-doubt, is all that fear and all that doubt. Without the cause for fear, which was the previously held belief that the universe wasn't friendly, the fear is finally replaced. In its place now, instead, you feel aliveness and a sense of well-being and even inspiration. Another way to look at it is the block is now gone, and without the block, a natural trust flows. No longer perceiving being at war with the enemy, aka the universe, all that energy you were wasting and fighting and arguing no longer gets used in that way. Now your energy is freed up to feel the truth that you are. Once you feel that and get a glimpse of it, trust naturally follows. What you trust is the truth. What you trust is the true self, not the ego self. Self-doubt is no more. Because doubt is out and trust is a must. And this is exactly what happened to me as the belief released me. I was able to have this entire talk flow through with such inspiration. Oh boy, it felt wondrous. And it feels wondrous right now. feels good to be even sharing this with you all right now. I definitely now know what it feels like to be lit up with inspiration. One more thing or insight that came to me while doing this was that you cannot look at circumstances to tell you the truth. I know that sounds absurd. It really does. But I'm going to read that again. One more thing that came to me was you cannot look at circumstances to tell you the truth. Remember at the beginning, that's what I did when I was saying, but look at all this devastation in the world. Well, that was just preventing me from even looking deeper. And that's also what Regina calls the perceptual loop. That's how you get stuck. And you can't even get out of it because you're just believing the mess because you're looking at all your proof to those thoughts out there. So these beliefs are literally the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. You want to heal self-doubt. The way to heal is to discover the belief blocks. Discover the belief. Discover the block that is your block to trusting the self that you are. The true self. To not trust the self is pure arrogance. Since arrogance is not you, but is of the ego, you have to ask yourself, is that what you really want? Do you really want to trust the ego? If not, then the invitation to inquire and utilize the backwards to go forward methods, maybe it could be helpful to you. I know it was for me. So for you, is there a pointer to the truth that you have found you just cannot believe no matter how hard you try? Ponder this. As you can see from my example today, the belief I had just had the hardest time believing was that the universe was friendly. But by questioning and doing the inquiry on the flip side of this thought, a huge breakthrough occurred for me. For the first time in my life, it became apparent that the thought the universe is friendly is a real pointer to the truth that the universe is friendly. Another thing to ponder is this. Do you still look outside for confirmation? If so, let today's example show you clearly that this is a trick of the ego. This is a trick of the ego to look at life circumstances or situations for confirmation whether something is true or not. This tactic of the ego can keep you stuck for a very long time and stuck in self-doubt. Your opportunity is to see that will never work. If you can see that doesn't work, then another possibility can become available to you. An open mind is an open to another way of seeing. I'll say that again. An open mind is open to another way of seeing. So I hope you can see and feel the connection that was made between letting go of a huge block, in this case, the belief that the universe is unfriendly, when I no longer, and then of course, releasing of the self-doubt. So when I'm no longer seeing the universe as enemy, but now as friendly, this unity allows me to be at one with my larger self. I feel supported and that now I can trust instead of doubt. When I trust in life, I'm trusting in self. Because remember, if you're in Gentle Healing Year One or you've participated in Gentle Healing Year One, what are we? We're presence, life, awareness. When I trust in self, capital S, doubt has disappeared. Doubt is out. Trust is a must. And thus, you have healed self-doubt. All right, so now, thank you everyone. I'm going to play the contemplation song.
The sun, I need the sun. the brightest star that lights the earth. My soul, my soul, my soul receives. It is a friendly universe. The sun, I meet the sun. The brightest star that lights the earth. My soul, my soul, my soul receives. It is a friendly universe. A friendly universe. The sun, I meet the sun. The brightest star that lights the earth. My soul, receives. It is a friendly.
All right, so let me look at my little list and see what's next on the agenda. I think this is the time where we do an open sharing for all. But I also wanted to remind everyone, Awakening Together is supported by your donations. And from the bottom of my heart to for everyone here, I love this job. And honestly, I want to keep having this job. So we do appreciate your donations. And if I could find the chat box, I would post that. There is a link and it's easy breezy. All you have to do is go to our website, follow this link. And if you feel the call in your heart, you want to check within, listen for guidance. If guidance does nudge you to contribute in any way, maybe it's volunteering, who knows, just listen to your heart, listen to that inner wisdom guide you, and if you feel to donate, then the link is right there for you. All right, I am going to open this up. I may need your help, Jacqueline, just to see if anyone wants to speak. Maybe you want to share something on your heart. It can be related to this or not. Jacqueline has her hand up, so Jacqueline, go for it.
Awesome homily, Dawn. Thank you for doing such a wonderful job. Yay! It was really, really good. Yeah. Part of what I really appreciate is the demonstrable authenticity of really looking at your thoughts, because we talk about it a lot, you know, the believing our thoughts is the cause of all of our suffering, and all you got to do is let go of the thoughts. But you know, we tend to, when we're not actually doing some sort of the work, we tend to just stay on the surface. And you've demonstrated that digging that needs to be done. You know, even when we're like, yeah, universe is friendly, you know, you even got to question that. So, really questioning where am I denying the truth, right? And then working with that specific denial, not just, oh, I'm denying the truth and therefore I'm bad, right? But really, you know, rolling up your sleeves, getting in there and doing the work. Where am I denying the truth? And then looking at that specific thought, that specific belief, And what you demonstrated was, you know, when you look at it dead on, it goes away. And you're no longer, you know, pulling that block around behind you. So it was just a beautiful demonstration, and I am very, very grateful. Thank you so much for sharing this morning.
Wow, Jacqueline, thank you for those words. And that was so beautifully elucidated by you, just the clarity, even you seeing that, how even if we want to believe these beliefs, if we're not believing and we're denying the truth in some way, to have the courage to look at that, not use it as I am bad. No, this is your opportunity. This is for your healing, because every block that goes, I am a testament, like sitting here right now, you feel lighter. And even this, and I say this humbly, but to step up and do what I just did, my first homily ever, that had to be proof that some kind of block is released, just to even be able to do this. So let me just be a testament. Just keep digging. Dig, 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 dig. Is there anyone else that would like to share that feels something on their heart? Oh, Carla. Carla, yes. Go ahead and share. And go for it, Carla.
Can you hear me? I'm on my
phone. Yes. I can hear you.
It never seems to work. Okay. Thank you. I was listening to you and I can't put my video on, but then I realized how I was using that. Wasn't really realizing the question. Oops. I wasn't really realizing the question that was in my mind, that the universe was not benevolent, is it? I was doubting, and when you said it, when I was doubting myself, is when I realized that when you said that you're part of the universe and that you were doubting yourself, and I realized when I was accepting the ego's offering, the ego in my mind, the offering of the doubt of myself, I was acknowledging that that was possibly true, that the universe was not benevolent. And I reaffirmed a commitment to really be aware more fully each moment. And it comes out in my poems, but they're such healing poems. If I just friggin' look at them, I'd see the truth that it can't be true. It can't be possibly be true that ever that thought is offered to me by ego. And I'm like, just, I don't disregard it. I don't refocus. I just sit with it and wait for a something, I guess. Something will happen. Ego will speak. And it, once it has a little hook in my mind, there, that little hook is, I just go, huh, maybe. You know, maybe. And that little hook in my mind is there, and then something will happen. Something will happen to show me exactly what I hesitated to wait to see, because that's the benevolence of the universe too, that the universe will give me what I hold in my mind. And so as long as I hold it in my mind, then that's, I thought that it was not a benevolent universe, but actually it's loving me by giving me exactly what I'm holding in my mind, because it is loving. It is so kind to me to give me whatever I seem to be interested in holding in my mind. And so, thank you. sometimes I don't recognize it in my head, but when I hear it, when I speak it, when I hear someone else say it, it kind of reaches a different part of my mind, and I can grasp it more fully. So thank you, Dawn.
Oh, you're welcome, Carla. Thank you so much for sharing. I love that perspective. The universe, no matter what, is giving you what you want. So therefore, it is friendly. But is more suffering what you want? It's going to give you what you want, but is that what you really want? Do you really want more suffering? So it's good to use these tools that we have in our tool belt to dig deeper and to question. Yeah, all these blocks that are separating us from love, which isn't a real separation. It's just covering over. All right, so we have Susan real quick. And then up next in literally 1 minute, we have 1 minute left. And then we'll switch on over to Reverend Jay McCormick and the half hour fellowship. So Susan, if you're ready to take the mic.
I really didn't request a mic. I think that was a goof. If I had my hand up, sorry about that. But awesome job, Dawn. It was just great. Thank you. What an inspiration.
Thank you, Susan. Really appreciate that. That's awesome. Really, I'm just so grateful and thankful for all of you, for this community, for all those powerful insights and revelations that have come specifically because of the homework and what we're reading, like NTI and Michael Singer's, all these books, and even our homework this week was to lodge fire in Katie. So, I mean, I'm just amazed by when the heart is willing and when the heart is open and when the heart is ready for healing. Whoa, the universe really is benevolent, because here it is. Here it is. It's giving us what we've asked for so long. That which we've already and always had, the love that we are, it's already here, it's already now, but every time one of these blocks releases, oh boy, can we feel it, because we're so much lighter, and that's what we are. It's both the light and light, because you feel lighter, like a load has been lifted. On that note, I'm going to hand the mic over to you, Reverend Jay McCormick.